Asian Network.
First to the Tilbury docks in Essex, where 35 Afghan Sikh immigrants have been found in a shipping container. One man was found dead and the others were taken to hospital to be treated for severe dehydration and hypothermia. 13 children aged between 1 and 12 are among them. Police say they're victims of people trafficking and have launched a murder investigation. Our reporter, Priyanka Daladia, is there and I've been talking to her. So what have people been saying?
Given that Tilbury, it's a small town, it's about 40 minutes outside of London. I'm stood just outside the docks, which is just by the river. It's a pretty isolated area and the only activity around me is the various shipping containers that are going in and out. There are a few security guards and they're asking these drivers a few questions, just standard procedure. And this is also where the UKBA detention centre is, where the group have been kept. Now, as you can imagine, the local people, they're quite shocked by what's unfolded over the weekend. I spoke to Harish Dothia, who's a news agent in Tilbury.
At first, we thought it might have been a ship from Africa or other places. But this is not the first incident. We've had people come in containers over the years. So it's nothing new in the docks.
What's the latest?
I'm in a car with a group of Sikh volunteers and we're driving to the Tilbury docks. I'm here with Amrit Kang, who's from Kripa Food Bank. And Amrit, what exactly do you plan to do here?
Got a plan for this whole week, that we got some volunteers who will be helping us to give them enough food supply and clothes and any other helps. Like, we got some solicitors who will be helping us as well.
And you've travelled all the way from Birmingham today. What compelled you to drive down to help this group?
We go out and help the people who are emergency, who needs. Doesn't matter what race or what colour are they. When we get these kind of calls, we just go out and we get our stuff and we just load them and then we just go and help them.
But this group in particular, they are Afghan Sikhs. So, you know, why this particular group as a Sikh group yourself?
I think it's they're quite vulnerable. They got children got involved. They got some adult people in as well. They're very unfortunate that we found out that they've been... We don't know whether they've been human trafficking or whether they've been forced or whether they have no choice. We're looking on the sympathy side because we think probably they could be naive. They don't know what action they have taken and the results now, they are under the detention and they don't know where to go, what to do. So we're here basically to give them a bit of moral support, give them a bit of positive support, saying that we are here to help them whatever they need legal-wise or food-wise and toiletries and stuff. Any support that we can give them, you see.
And Ramneet, you've also travelled from Birmingham. You are from an organisation called SOPW Sikh Relief. How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16 years old. And why did you feel compelled to travel from Birmingham?
Just wanted to help them. Like, SOPW, we help people, Sikh organisation in India. We help people in India. And we decided to come down today to help them. We've got lots of food. We've got our own hoodies and stuff to give to them, like clothes to wear.
So this news broke out on Saturday. Yeah. When you first heard about the story, what was your initial reaction?
I was a bit shocked, like, it was... I don't know.
I'm in the car park of Grace Gurdwara in Essex. From the outside, it's not a big building. It's one of the smaller Sikh temples in the country, with roughly about 250 people from the local community attending it on a weekly basis. It's a 15-minute drive from Tilbury docks, where the container with 35 Afghan Sikh refugees was found over the weekend. The proximity to the docks meant when the news first broke, they were one of the first people from the local area who came to the rescue of the refugees. I'm walking through the back door into the langar, or dining area. There's an open kitchen to my left. That's where the priests have been working relentlessly over the weekend, preparing hot food to feed the men, women and children. Daljeet Flora is from the Gurdwara.
Most of the communities were youngsters. Straight away took a sort of impulsive decision. Straight away said, okay, first bit we will take the langar to these people. About 5 or 6 of the youngsters, they took their car, they took the langar from the Gurdwara. Went to the Tilbury port. They spoke to the police and to the border force people, and they firstly fed the people.
Back in the car park, Amrit, one of the volunteers who has travelled from Birmingham, is unloading food packets they've brought.
We got soft drinks, we got noodles, we got toiletries, we got the basic clothes, we got nappies for the 1 and 2 years old baby, we got crisps, we got food that they can just access and, you know, for them to eat.
Suki, who has travelled from Nottingham to help out, tells me what's really come through this is the strong Sikh community spirit.
Everyone is pulling together. You know, there's people here that have been relentlessly, like from since Friday, been cooking and, you know, getting all their clothes together, getting donations, doing what they can for them.